Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so deeply happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening. More and more parents are coming to us with a question that makes my heart shimmer with joy. They're asking, how do I help my child begin to wonder about their unique gifts and how they can help others? And can I tell you something? This question itself is a gift. Because when you ask this, you're recognizing something profound about your 6 or 7 year old. You're seeing that they're at this magical developmental window where they're naturally beginning to explore their place in the world. Let me share what the research shows us, and it's truly wonderful. Children at ages 6 and 7 are experiencing something remarkable in their brains and hearts. Their self-concept is becoming more sophisticated. They're starting to understand cause and effect in deeper ways. They're developing moral frameworks and strong opinions about what's right and wrong. And here's the beautiful part. They're beginning to wonder, what am I good at? How can I make a difference? The National Academies of Sciences tells us that middle childhood is a crucial period for self-concept and identity formation. And the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, they've discovered that this age is absolutely ideal for cultivating what they call a contribution mindset. Your child is developmentally ready to understand how their actions affect others and how they can create positive change in their communities. Now, I want to pause here and acknowledge something important. You might also be noticing that your child is becoming more self-critical. Maybe they're comparing themselves to other children. Maybe they're saying things like, I'm not good at anything, or so-and-so is better than me at everything. And that can feel heartbreaking as a parent. But here's what the magic book taught me. This comparison phase, it's actually part of how they're figuring out their unique place. They're gathering information about the world and about themselves. And this is precisely why your support right now matters so much. When you help them focus on their strengths, when you celebrate their unique gifts, you're giving them a foundation that will serve them for their entire lives. So how do we nurture this beautiful curiosity about purpose and contribution? Let me share some approaches that the research supports and that the magic book has shown me work beautifully. First, notice and name their strengths out loud. Not just the obvious ones like, you're good at math, but the character strengths too. Things like, I noticed how patient you were with your little cousin today. That's a real gift. Or you have such a creative way of solving problems. That's special. When you name these qualities, you're helping them see themselves more clearly. Second, create opportunities for contribution that match their developmental stage. 6 and 7 year olds can help in meaningful ways. They can comfort a friend who's sad. They can help a younger child learn something new. They can contribute to family life in ways that matter. And when they do these things and you acknowledge them, they start to internalize this beautiful truth. I have something valuable to offer. Third, ask wondering questions. Questions like, what do you think you're really good at? Or, if you could help someone with something, what would it be? Or, what makes you feel proud of yourself? These questions invite them to reflect on their emerging sense of self and purpose. Fourth, share stories of people, including children, who use their gifts to help others. This is where stories become such powerful teachers. When children see characters discovering their unique abilities and using them to make a difference, it plants seeds of possibility in their hearts. And speaking of stories, let me tell you about one that the magic book and I think is absolutely perfect for this moment in your child's life. It's called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, and it's a story about Lucas and Ella discovering something profound. In this story, Lucas and Ella visit an eye doctor's office, and they discover that this place holds magical memories of everyone who learned to see clearly. But here's where it gets beautiful. They meet a scared child who's nervous about the eye exam, and Lucas and Ella realize they can help. They use their own experiences, their own kindness, their own unique gifts to help this child feel brave. And through this experience, they learn something that every 6 and 7 year old needs to know. That caring actions create ripples of positive change. That even children have unique gifts they can use to help others. That making a difference doesn't require being grown up or having special powers. It just requires noticing someone who needs help and choosing to care. After you read this story with your child, you might ask them, what are some things you're good at that could help someone else? And then listen, really listen. because what they share will give you a window into how they're beginning to see themselves and their place in the world. You know, the research from Raising Children Network reminds us that we need to build our children's self-esteem and self-confidence by recognizing their strengths, especially during these years when they're becoming more self-critical. And they note that sometimes children's self-esteem goes down in the primary school years as they compare themselves with others. This makes our role as strength spotters and purpose nurturers even more important. Here's something else that's wonderful. When children develop a sense of purpose and contribution at this age, it doesn't just help them now. It creates a foundation for lifelong well-being. The research shows that positive self-concept in middle childhood predicts better outcomes in adolescence and adulthood. You're not just helping your child feel good today. You're helping them build a strong, healthy sense of who they are and what they have to offer the world. And I want you to know something, wonderful parent. The fact that you're asking this question, the fact that you want to help your child discover their gifts and learn about contribution, this tells me something beautiful about you. You're seeing your child not just as someone to raise, but as someone with unique potential to nurture. You're thinking about their character, their heart, their place in the world. And that is such a gift. So here's what I want you to remember. Your 6 or 7 year old is at this beautiful developmental window. They're naturally curious about who they are and how they fit into the world. They're developing the cognitive and emotional capacity to understand that their actions matter and that they can make positive differences. And with your gentle guidance, with your strength spotting, with your wondering questions, and yes, with stories that show them what's possible, you're helping them discover something precious. Their unique place in the world and the beautiful ways they can help others. The Magic Book and I are here with you on this journey. We have stories that celebrate children discovering their gifts, stories that show kindness creating ripples of change, stories that help children see themselves as capable and caring. And we're so honored to be part of your family's story. Sweet dreams and bright tomorrows, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.